I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately
accurate WSB.
Depend on it.
Jamie Foxx here. You there? You listening to the Mark Arum Show? You better.
He packed in the animals 2x2. Ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight. I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the dust, step in him. Tell him about God's master plan. Oh, my Lord.
Welcome back to the show, 11:07, 7 after 11. Mark Arum here, you there on this Thursday Eve. Low T Chuck screening the calls. Maybe Armani Chuck. We'll see how that sticks. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. What do you think, Armani Chuck or Low T Chuck?
I like Armani Chuck.
Armani Chuck is pretty good.
That's cool. But, you know.
Anything I can do to
the
retire
original,
Low T, I am all about
sticks,
it.
The original stick, so.
That's a good one. That's not like.
No, it's a great name.
I like it.
But I just have to I'd hate to go to IT and be like, hey, you got to change the Low T Chuck at WSBRadio.com email to
Armani Chuck.
Maybe get both of them. We'll see. I'll think about it, though.
All right, I definitely you like
that.
You mull it over.
Yeah. We are discussing on this National Radio Day the greatest thing you've ever heard on the radio ever. And it doesn't have to be on WSB. I mean, I'm sure a lot of great memories have been heard on WSB, but in your life, the greatest thing you've ever heard on the radio, on this National Radio Day. And I also need your help getting Clark Howard into the Radio Hall of Fame. I would love for you to text Clark, C-L-A-R-K, to 36500 and register your vote for Clark Howard into the National Radio Hall of Fame. One vote per phone, please. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Ann joins us on the program. Hello, Ann.
I'm not Ann, I'm Lena.
Lena, not even close to Ann.
Not even close.
Wow.
Y'all just don't even like me. Y'all kept me on hold forever, and I'm surprised I'm still here. Anyway, dudes, I totally like your show, and I listen to a lot of 106. So you know Michael Graham offends me, but I have to listen to him because...
Never heard of him.
He's Michael Graham? Really? Are you kidding?
Never heard of him. I have never heard of that man.
Yeah, okay. Anywho, I'm having to ride off the coattail of another caller because,
okay.
And I think it was 1982, I was 12 years old, and I live in Atlanta, and I was one of the Wayne Williams kids, and I never heard racism at, you know, such a large form, and when those two radio talk show hosts got kicked off for playing that show, what was, Another One Bites the Dust. Okay, it
with
was
the child
horrible.
Murders, yeah.
I mean, it honestly changed. It's not the greatest thing. It's not one of the things. It was a memorable thing.
Sure,
I tell
sure.
it to my children. It's like when I really truly know racism was among the medium. Racism, I mean, y'all talk shows, y'all all have your own view of the world, and y'all actually put it on the public. So when you listen to your radio stations, you know, we're sitting here listening to your views.
Exactly.
And there's no really truly political views. And I'm sitting here in the hospital. I don't know if you might hear my kid call, but I had to tell you this.
Is your kid okay?
We hear your view. Oh, she's having an asthma attack. She's 15 years old, and the world has changed so much. But that's not the point. I wanted to call because I was 12 years old when I realized that the media has such a huge play. I admired these guys until that day.
Understood. And listen,
I had no idea.
Part of being in radio, go take care of your kid, Ann. You're in the freaking hospital. Jeez Louise, or Leanne, or whatever your name is. radio, is, one of the best things about this meeting is that you can push the envelope. There's no doubt. Some of the best things you ever heard are when we push the envelope here on the radio. But
yes.
with the, you know, playing Another One Bites the Dust after another Atlanta. Yeah, there's been many examples. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie to you, it's when you're sitting here in this radio bubble, you don't always know
what's going to touch a nerve.
Yeah,
yeah.
You feel kind of like invincible, I would say. Like, oh, I can get away with this.
Right.
Like the 790 guys a couple of years ago did a horrible thing. And they didn't, at the time, I'm sure they thought it was, you know, This will be a
they
funny
probably
bit.
Just thought it was gonna push the envelope a little bit.
And I'm not defending anyone that's ever done anything that's gone too far, but you're kind of insulated in here, and you think, I don't want to say invincible, but you're like, oh, we can do this.
Nah, but it is weird if you don't have people who don't do this don't understand. You get in here and you get in a groove.
Yeah.
And you start doing stuff and you just
start
like,
riffing.
Yeah, and everything's off the cuff. We don't have a script.
Correct.
We don't. We just come in here.
We don't even show prep. That's how off the cuff.
I've never worked on a show that has never show prepped except for this one.
Preps. We just come in here and you're right. You get in that bubble where you think, well, this is fine. But in the moment, it's hard to go, well, hold on. Let me see if this is, me think about this. You don't have time.
No, you don't. It's off the cuff. What's funny is, like 9 in the morning, like this morning, Jeff Elliott from the B98.5 morning show. I say, hey, Jeff, you want to go grab breakfast? He's like, no, we got to go do we got a show meeting. What are you doing in your show meeting? Oh, we're doing show prep for tomorrow's show. How long does that take? Like hour and a half, 2 hours.
What?
So they're prepping 2 hours for their show where they talk, 90 seconds, play four songs, talk 90 seconds.
Right.
We do the show with legitimately zero show prep.
Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard them in there, but I always figured it was kind of a unwind after the show. What went right? What didn't? I used to do that after shows. But
no, he said it was show
hours.
Prep. Oh, yeah, Lord. Exactly. Wow. Kim is in Decatur. Kim, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
I have something from when I was a kid and then something recent that's very sweet.
Okay.
When I was about 8 years old when the Beatles broke, when they came on the scene, and we lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And one of the AM stations there, Top 40 AM, this was like the prize pack to beat all prize packs. They gave away the bed sheets the Beatles slept on.
Did you win them?
No, I didn't win them, but I tried to enter. You had to call in, and you if you were the 15th caller or whatever, then you'd get your name would go into a hat, and they drew a name out.
That's crazy.
But that was that was just hilarious, and I still remember that contest to this day.
What's a recent one?
Herb Emery doing Santa and Buzzy at Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Herb would do Santa.
Sweet.
And our buddy...
who did Buzzy, but he did Santa, and I just think that was so sweet.
Harry Schuster was Buzzy the Elf, and Captain Herb was...
I ran that 1 year, and that was cool.
The best was, thanks for the call, Kim, Herb was so funny. You get these little kids call, and you can't tell if it's a boy or a girl, and he's like, all right, Terry's up. Terry, what do you want? And Terry's like, oh, I want, Legos. Have you been a good little boy? And she's like, I'm a girl.
Nice.
I know. I was just testing you. Oh, God, that was some good stuff. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, it's time for Who Would You Rather Be with Little Sanjay.
Ooh, you didn't play the updated version for Little Sanjay.
No, he doesn't get it because he hasn't come in.
Oh, you don't get it, Sanjay, until you come in. That's for in studio only.
That's fine.
He is a guru, a truth seeker, a soothsayer, the asker of unanswerable questions. He used to join us in studio every week on the Mark Arum Show, but now he calls from a payphone in Anniston, Alabama. He is Little Sanjay.
One of the few places that there's
still payphones. Anniston, Alabama.
Don't put it to your face. It's kind of dirty.
Hey.
Yeah, well.
The studio is beeper friendly, Sanjay. You can come in here and your beeper will still work.
I will be there next Thursday for sure.
Please. We're going to have a party. We're going to have Melanie bake a Little Sanjay cake for your return.
I'm in. Yeah, definitely. Make that happen.
A paleo cake for you.
A paleo cake. Yes. Do it.
All right. So Sanjay asks us unanswerable questions. We have limited time, so let's get right to it, little guy.
All right. Would you rather be caught watching Sex in the City alone or with a pink martini at a bar?
That's easy.
Sex in the City alone.
Yep, Sex in the City alone.
Sex in the City alone.
All right, keep it going. Would you rather have been a passenger on the Titanic or on the Hindenburg?
Titanic. Like, people survived the Titanic.
700 and some people at least survived, so I got a chance.
I don't think anyone survived the Hindenburg, right? That thing blew the hell up.
Yep.
Yeah.
In New Jersey.
Yeah, no, I got a chance to survive.
And that's another thing. You have to be in New Jersey to be on the Hindenburg.
Yeah, nobody wants to.
Yeah, no, not
I'd rather be in the frigid North Atlantic than in Nutley, New Jersey.
All right. Long ago, I guess.
Titanic, probably, yeah. Yeah,
sorry. Yeah. Okay, all right. Would you rather save one fallible person from death or 15 puppies?
Wait, what's...
Say that again?
Yeah.
You know, a fallible person, just a normal person, someone who could do wrong. A fallible person.
Save one regular person or 15 puppies?
Everybody's
is what
you're saying? Fallible.
Okay, yeah, so, okay, then fine, a person.
I love how irritated.
Any person? Do we know the person?
No.
It's just a random stranger.
Just a random stranger.
Or 15 puppies?
What
or
kind of,
15 puppies.
What kind of puppies?
Yeah, what kind of puppies?
I don't even have to know. I'm taking the dogs.
It's like, it's an assortment.
Do I get the puppies?
Dumb sucker. Huh?
Do I get the puppies? Do I get to keep them if I save them?
Possibly.
Do I get to keep the person if I save
him? No guarantees.
Can I have a turtle?
Can
I
save a hot 22-year-old Asian woman? No.
Wow.
I'm taking the puppies. I don't care about people. I can tell you right now, I'm taking the puppies.
Wow.
Why would I save a person? That's just one person.
Because you don't know.
And they're fallible. What did a puppy do?
But we're all fallible. A person could
exactly.
But you save a person. That's a good one, Sanjay. I don't know, nice. Man. I love dogs. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
But if I save this person could go on to do amazing things in life.
Or they could
or
go
not.
On and kill a bunch of people.
Yeah.
What's a puppy going to do?
They're nothing. Fallible.
Spread joy.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
They're not going to be a puppy forever.
Sanjay.
Was it Clifford, the big red dog?
Literally.
It's not
going to
be a puppy forever, says Sanjay.
Pizza Hut?
I don't know.
Really? You really don't know?
What are you picking?
I'm picking puppies, yeah.
Yeah.
Screw people.
Wow.
No, I'm going to take the person.
Why?
And
over puppies.
And lord it over that person for the rest of their life.
I saved you. You have to do good things.
I've starved the show for the rest of the life.
You have to go get me Chinese food. I saved your life. I killed 15 puppies because of you.
I killed 15 puppies for you.
All right, that was a good one, Sanjay.
All right, I got two more.
Fire.
Would you rather have $10 million and nobody know, or $100 million and everyone knows?
$100 million, I don't give a crap who knows.
Yeah,
I'll be on my island.
That's too much. If you made it a little bit closer, I'd say $10 million and nobody knows, because I can imagine the people coming out of the woodwork.
50 and 100.
50 is still pretty big. If you said like 10 and 25, maybe I'd take the 10 secretly and not take the 25.
No, I'm saying 50 or 100. Ooh. 50 and nobody knows, 100 and everyone knows.
Then I'm taking 50 and nobody knows. I can live on 50 million. I don't think another 50 is going to be that big a deal. I'll take 50 and nobody knows, because I don't want to be pestered by... I don't care
if people know. I'm going to be on my island. You can't come get me.
Nah, I still don't.
Yeah, I'm taking the 100.
Yeah, I'm going with the bigger number.
Yeah, I'll go, absolutely. Right. I'll go with the lower.
All right.
Would you rather do all of the drugs
or
none of the drugs?
None of the drugs. Because all of the drugs includes heroin and meth and bad stuff. So I don't
You can't do prescription. You can't take anything for colds, nothing like that. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
No,
correct.
You added that layer.
No, he said all of the drugs.
You know what?
He meant illegal.
I'm going to update this and say illegal.
Yeah, he meant illegal.
I'm going to put illegal in front of
like
it.
In one sitting or for my life?
No.
Like what's? I don't understand.
In your life.
So I have to just do all the drugs my entire life.
And low T, that includes alcohol.
Or
that's not illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, if you're including alcohol, then you got to include Tylenol and everything else.
All right, I'd like to update this one more time.
Okay.
All right.
I'd like to include Tylenol and alcohol.
I'm doing none of the drugs.
I got to go no.
ZQL's not a drug. That's the only thing I need.
Yeah, I got to go no on that one.
No. None.
All right.
I mean, I like booze, but not that much.
Guys,
I'm going to start doing heroin.
You guys have no...
All right,
we
should have ended on the puppy one.
Yeah,
you should have gone Costanza.
We went one too many.
And I'm out of here. Thank you. Good night. All right, in studio for real next week.
You bet. As long as you're buying me dinner, I'm there.
Done. At Silky the Luckbox on Twitter.
He never tweets.
Focus.
He never tweets, but follow him anyway. All right, we're gonna come back. Pat, Jeff, Dan, David, Noah. Your favorite moment in radio history on National Radio Day. This is the Mark Arum Show.
I was once out strolling one very hot summer's day.
Mark Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Straight back to the phones on this National Radio Day. The greatest thing you've ever heard on the radio. Pat is in Woodstock. Pat, welcome to the program.
Oh, hey, Mark. Hi. I love your show. It's so fun.
Thanks, Pat.
Really enjoy it. Okay, this is pretty awesome. When I was 8 years old, and it's about 1952, I think that's right, when this happened, I heard on the radio Queen Elizabeth being coronated for the very first time when she was 25 years old.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, it was awesome. My parents turned it on like at 7 o'clock in the morning, which meant in England, I guess that was probably...
like noon or 1 p.m.
Yeah, right. Noon or 1, when that would have happened. And I heard it. And what? See, it was not televised. I mean, that wasn't happening in 1952.
Where were you living at the time?
I was living in Alexandria, Virginia, near Washington, D.C.
Very neat. Now, I remember watching Princess Diana's wedding on television, but...
Oh, yes, yeah. Sure. Yes. But that was... just to know that I actually did hear that was pretty awesome.
How bad do you feel for Prince Charles? Like, that dude's been waiting to be the king for... His whole life. There's a chance that Queen Elizabeth outlives him.
Yes, I know. I'm wondering if it's going to just skip him altogether.
I think it might. Not that you should feel bad for him because he's, you know, a prince and he's got whatever a prince has, but
he's got a pretty sweet life.
He's been like on standby for kingdom for his whole life.
Years.
And he's like, looking at his watch, like, Mom, what the hell's going on here? Let's go.
She's just kicking. She doesn't look any better now.
She looks the same as she did when she was coronated. All right, we're going to come back after news, weather, and traffic. The greatest thing you've ever heard on the radio on National Radio Day, 404-872-0750. Your calls and Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review next. This is The Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this.
Whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alert,
or a traffic red alert,
the WSB 24-Hour Breaking News Center will tell you about it.
News 95.5 and AM 750.
WSB, depend on it.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. The Mark Arum Show.
Welcome back to the show, 11:35, 25 in front of midnight on this Throwback Thursday. Longoria spinning the tunes of War, right?
Yes, sir.
You got company in the booth tonight.
I do.
On the other side of the takeout window. What's up, Rach?
She says hi.
National Radio Day. I need your help electing Clark Howard, getting Clark Howard nominated or inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Text, please, please, text Clark, C-L-A-R-K, to 36500 to vote Clark Howard into the Radio Hall of Fame. That's C-L-A-A, yeah, fudge sickle.
What?
Clark. Text Clark, C-L-A-R-K, to 36500 to vote Clark Howard into the Radio Hall of Fame on National Radio Day. No man is more deserving than Mr. Clark Howard. On this National Radio, very simple, the greatest thing you've ever heard on the radio, ever. And it doesn't have to be on WSB. We've heard some amazing things. Attica, President Roosevelt declaring war on Japan. Whatever you remember most about hearing on the radio, I want to hear about it right now. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. David is in. Tucker, David, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, a couple of inside radio things here on the Another One Bites the Dust thing. I remember Ross Britton was one of the two guys, and at least one of these fellows had an offer to go to New York City, and they needed to break their contract. And I believe that was the basis on the Another One Bites the Dust.
So they did survive in radio after that?
Oh, survive. Yeah, I know one of them was working in New York in a matter of weeks, so certainly did survive. For the real old-timers, remember, I think it was Ross Britton, was working on Whiskey Radio on AM, and it was drugs and sex, and it was hilarious until I could listen to it for about 20 minutes, and I got nauseous. But my favorite thing on the radio was listening to the Bob and Ray Komodo Dragon bit.
Explain that to me. I'm not familiar with that.
You don't know? No, it's a radio interviewer who is not paying attention to what his interviewee is saying, and he keeps asking, the interviewer answers his initial question and then provides additional information, and the follow-up question asks about the information that was just given to him. So the guy's not paying attention. Okay. So if you're used to doing radio interviews, it's hilarious because it's the ultimate incompetent interview.
Chuck knows about poor interviewers. Chuck is very familiar.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. All right. I gotta Google that. Komodo Dragon interview. Thank you, David. Jeff's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
What up, brother?
Not much. Listen, you probably remember him. Royal Marshall.
Absolutely.
Neil Bortz's better half.
Correct.
Other than Belinda. But the late, great Royal Marshall did a bit about Peaches Got Shot.
Boo Got Shot.
Peaches got shot.
No, Boo. Boo got shot.
Boo. Oh, was it Boo?
Yeah. Now, Peaches
was his cousin.
Peaches, yeah, exactly. Peaches was getting interviewed. Boo was the person that got shot.
I was with my then-fiancé, now my ex-wife, and I had to pull over to the side of the road on 85 because I almost hit a truck.
Yeah.
That was laughing
my That was awesome. My favorite Bortz bit, I don't know if you've ever heard this, Chuck, or Longoria. You were Bortz's board op.
I was his last board op.
Last board op. He used to do this thing once in a while, and it probably is the funniest thing I've ever heard on radio. He did a bit on dihydrogen oxide, and he would get on the air and tell people, the government is putting this in your water. Dihydrogen oxide. It can corrode. It corrodes metal. It's deadly, you know. But he was talking about water. Dihydrogen oxide,
right,
is water.
Yeah, right.
And people, and he'd get these women calling up, I can't believe the government's doing this to us. I swear, I think I first heard it before I even started working here, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. Like, people were losing their minds. How do I call my senator? How do I
That must have been where they got that bit. There was a video going around where a guy went to a college campus and got a bunch of college kids to sign a petition to ban water.
Yeah.
And it
ban
was the
dihydrogen
same, it, yeah,
oxide.
And it was the same bit about how bad it was.
No, Bortz did this in like 96, I think.
That's
when I heard
hysterical.
It. And he would break it out every few years.
Yeah, just so.
And new listeners, oh, and the calls were just amazing. How can you let this happen,
did
Neil?
He ever, how long would he let the bit go?
Oh, he would never let him know that it was a bit.
I don't think he ever let him know.
No, that's one of the greatest things I've ever heard on the radio.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, amazing. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline, from parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know, Johnny Kilbasa and the ever so popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I am covered in cheese, and I aim to please. I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the take, and I am the voice of gluttony, and I hate preseason football almost as much as I hate Mark Aylwine's 11:30 news briefs.
Johnny Manziel looked pretty good, though, for you guys.
Johnny Manziel is the future. Johnny Kilbasa is the present and the past.
Very, very wise.
So as a follow-up, as we all know, Mark, I've been doing the power rankings this week. Very excited about it.
These are the power burger rankings.
Right. Everybody's doing the NFL power rankings. Everybody's doing the college football power rankings before the season. I'm doing the preseason fast food burger power rankings. Monday we went 10-6, and that was Whopper at 10 and falling. Five Guys Bacon Cheeseburgers at number 9, holding steady. Smash Burger, the new kid on the block, coming in at number 8. Checkers Big Buford, holding steady at number 7. And Varsity Double Chili Cheeseburger at number 6. Now,
right. Now we get to the top 5. For. The top 5 burgers in Johnny Kilbasa's power rankings. Number 5, sir.
The heavy hitters. And just a little math for everybody, you know, like if you want to do passing index for a quarterback, it's a passer rating divided by something, yards per attempt divided by incompletions per game. Well, I'm going patty girth plus patty juiciness divided by appearance times annoyance over the onion factor times the bun treatment.
Done.
If you got that.
Understood.
For those mat moves. So coming in at number 5, Steak and Shake. Double and cheese.
Ooh.
Tried and true. You don't hear much about this unless you're going to Steak and Shake at about 3 a.m. because they're open all night. It takes a little longer in the drive-through, but this is a quality burger all the time. The ketchup's sweet, the cheese is always melted, and there's just enough beef to take home to mama.
Now, speaking of Steak and Shake, Low T Chuck off the air yesterday told me about, I told this Woodstock Chicken story about how I had my buddy date this girl at Woodstock Chicken just to get us food. Chuck had a similar situation at Steak and Shake. You were getting free food for a while because your buddy was, he took one for the team.
Yeah, and he said it. He goes, boys, I'm going to take one for the team. And he started dating this girl that was easily a four.
Yeah, so a Montana four.
Yeah, it was Missouri. It was a Missouri four, so yeah. We could get Steak and Shake at 2 in the morning for free after the bar.
Johnny, you did that to a bartender at the famous pub for a while, right? You took one for the team.
I did. I took a couple for the team there, and I took a couple for the team at Steak and Shake, too, and that's why we used to call it Steak and Cakes instead of Steak and Shakes.
I don't want to know what that means. I don't want to know what that means. All right, Steak and Shake number 5. Who do we got at number 4 on the burger
the
power?
Short curveball entry at number 4, Arby's Beef and Cheddar.
Still not a burger.
Some people might not think it's a burger.
Still not a burger. A year later, it's still not a burger.
Yeah. You look up everything. You look up the definition of a burger in the dictionary, and you're going to find beef. And you're going to find grease, and you're going to find cheese, and you're going to find bun, Arby's Beef and Cheddar coming in at number 4.
That's the, listen, this,
ranking.
This radio station, the home of Rush Limbaugh, Eric Erickson, Sean Hannity, Herman Cain, and nothing ever has been more decisive said on this station than you declaring that a beef and cheddar is a burger. I've gotten more emails, tweets, and texts about that than anything that any talk show host has ever said in history of this station.
By the power of Grayskull, I have the power to Arby's Beef Cheddar number 4.
All right. You're still stuck on
should've
that.
Should have been
all
number
right. 10. All right. Yeah, if anything, it should have been at the bottom.
I mean, it's a great sandwich, but it's not a freaking burger. Jeez Louise.
Right. Chicken and Swiss a burger now?
Chicken
and Swiss. Let me remind everybody, Johnny Kilbasa's power ranking.
Ham yes. And Swiss.
All right, go ahead. Number 3, what do we got?
Number 3.
Egg and cheese.
Ham, egg, and cheese sandwich.
That's right. Two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights will get you from the Pink Pony to the Crystal on Northwood Hills. Cheese Crystal coming in at number 3, the slider of the century.
Really?
It might not be the biggest hamburger, but it is almost the most powerful hamburger in Atlanta. Cheese Crystal.
It is basically hangover prevention. Like if you have
12.
Yeah, if you have 6 Crystal sliders when you're drunk, you will not be hungover the next morning. It's
no. You will not have a problem.
Some sort of mystical world. Powers of the crystal. All right, that's number 3. What do we got at number 2, Johnny K?
Our old buddy, Baconator.
The Baconator.
Can't go wrong. 6 strips of bacon, 2 square juicy patties, 2 pieces of American cheese, and everything else you want on it.
Fresh, never frozen meat from our buddies at Wendy's.
Right. I think you can say whatever you want to about other fast food burgers. Wendy's does not skimp on the patty. They've always got juicy patties, and Applewood smoked bacon smoked on site. I know you don't like Applewood bacon, but Baconator, in my book, is almost Mount Everest.
All right, what is number 1 on the Johnny... Hold on, let's get the breaking news sounder, Longoria. For the number 1 burger on the Johnny Kilbasa Burger Power Rankings.
Where is Hector?
What's number 1 on the Power Rankings, Johnny?
Mark Arum, I'll tell you that I've talked to Hector, and Hector tells us that the top of the mountain is number 1 in the Johnny Kilbasa's power rankings for fast food burgers. Hardee's Monster Thick Burger, they always come through in a pinch. It's the biggest burger on the market. It's the thickest and juiciest, and they'll give you whatever you want to on a Hardee's Monster Thick Burger, the most powerful burger in Atlanta right now. Whether you like it or whether you don't, learn to love it because it's the best thing going.
No argument there. That's a strong Mount Everest. The Hardee's. I love Hardee's. I do love Hardee's. Johnny K, we got a roll. Thank you for the power rankings. Follow him on Twitter at Johnny Kilbasa. We appreciate you as always. And
if the cholesterol is high, baby, so am I. Follow me on Twitter, Johnny Kilbasa, baby.
Appreciate you, brah. All right, we got 1 segment left. You're going to have 10 seconds, folks. The greatest thing you've ever heard on the radio. 404-872-0750 on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Low
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of the show. Final reminder to please vote for Clark Howard into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Text Clark to 36500 to vote Clark Howard into the Radio Hall of Fame. All right. 10 seconds or so. The greatest thing you've ever heard on the radio on National Radio Day. Noah's in Conyers. Noah, welcome to the program, buddy.
What's up, gentlemen? I know I got to be quick, so anything that Larry Munson did.
Oh, Larry Munson, of course. Hobnail boot, sugar falling from the sky. Oh, so many good Larry Munson cuts. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Place the best of Larry Munson. Dan's in Noonan. Dan, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah, Neil Bortz going off on Bill Campbell.
That was pretty amazing.
And Neil Bortz playing a clip of Sean Hannity, who was trying to supply a listener with Freedom concert tickets,
mm-hmm.
but she couldn't get off of work, so he said, I'll call your boss, and if I can get you off, will you come?
Oh, God. Did he really say that?
It's in the archives.
That's pretty funny. All right, Chuck, who's on line five? I need a name. Line five.
Line five's Chris.
Chris is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Chris.
Hey, man. I got another Neil Bortz, and it's only been played twice ever, and it's April Fool's joke with parachuting with cats.
The cats being...
Find it and listen to it.
The cats being parachuting. Yeah. We could find that. I think that's around.
I don't know if it got transferred over the wide orbit, but yeah.
We could try to find that. Jim's in Buford. Jim, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
All right, so... the countdown is number three, you guys. Number two, I voted for Clark Howard. Number one, that bit that the previous caller mentioned is called the Great Georgia Cat Chase.
The Great Georgia Cat Chase.
Look that up. Please play it next week, Tuesday, Thursday. I'll be off last.
Okay.
That's an incredible bit.
Jim's making requests. Tuesday through Thursday, the Great American Cat Chase.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We can get that. I can find that somewhere. Randy's up next on the program. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What up, buddy?
Hey, Skip Perry one time was doing the play-by-play against the Padres, and the Braves were getting beat bad, and he said the Padres, he got the bases loaded, and I wish I was. That was pretty funny. And then anything that Mr. Munson said was always fun to remember.
Yeah, two of my career highlights, I thankfully got to work with both Skip Carey and Larry Munson, and being in the booth during games with both of them. Larry Munson in a doing a Georgia game in the booth there, it was unbelievable experience. It's just unbelievable. He was so good at what he did. Stoneman is up on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Stoneman.
My nominee for star of the show, the 1991 Skip Carey NLCS championship game.
The Braves win. Sid slid, the Braves win. Reba in Athens. Reba, welcome to the show.
Yes. I was thinking President Kennedy was assassinated down in Texas, 62 or 63.
63.
And I thought that was the most memorable moment on radio that I have actually seen.
Reba, thank you so much for that call. Yeah, put it all in perspective there, Reba. All right, star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
Johnny K?
Air guitar?
Johnny K? I don't know.
Who was the guy that said Armani Chuck?
Armani
Dave
Chuck?
Dave from Kennesaw.
That was pretty. I don't know if that's going to stick yet or not, though. Let's give it to Johnny K.
Okay.
He's going to take heat for having the Arby's beef and cheddar at number four.
He shouldn't get it just because of that.
That's ridiculous.
That's true.
I don't know how he sleeps at night sitting on Arby's beef and cheddars being burgers.
Burger. I don't get it either. But he's the expert. But I'm going to give it to him for two wrongs don't make a right. But three lefts will get you from the pink pony to crystals.
Okay, that was funny.
He'll get it for that. Good. So Johnny Kielbasa and his power rankings. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have a comedian. I don't know what else is going to happen, but it'll be fun. We can continue the conversation on Twitter, at Mark Arum, MarkArum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Instagram, Mark Arum. Ashley Madison, it's at Mark Arum 19. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding. I have no worries about that data breach. All right, that being said, go to sleep, little baby.
Baby, don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.